We will continue our study in the Gospel of John today in John chapter 10. As I have studied and read John chapter 10, I have seen things in this chapter that I've never seen before and believe this will be encouraging for everyone. There are many key verses that could be chosen for this chapter. I will share four short key verses that I have chosen and hope this gives you a feel for how finding key verses gives you handles that will help you understand the whole chapter. First one is John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. And John 10:30. I and the Father are one. So I encourage you to underline, circle, or mark key verses that you choose for each chapter. When you read the chapter again, the key verses will quickly bring into focus the main points of each section. I want to also encourage you, everyone to continue to follow our simple approach to studying each chapter. Read, write, share, and listen. Each part is very important. One major emphasis of John 10, is the personal nature of our relationship with God. Jesus is the good shepherd. He came to give us abundant life. He loves us and laid down his life for us. He speaks to us and leads us. We can know him and hear his voice. These are all aspects of our personal and intimate relationship with God. The main purpose of Bible study is to grow deeper in our love relationship with him. He leads us and speaks to us through his word, and through the scriptures we receive the abundant and indwelling life of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for sending Jesus into the world to die for our sins and to bring us into relationship with you. Speak to us and teach us today by your Spirit. Open our eyes to understand and receive your words for us today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Before we get into the study, I would like to share some introductory comments on John chapter 10. As we begin this study, I want to point out the repeated emphasis in the Gospel of John on the Pharisees and religious leaders. We have seen this ongoing conflict between Jesus and the Jewish religious leaders is a main topic in John chapters 5 through 9. Chapter 10 is a continuation of Jesus' conversation with the Pharisees in John chapter 9. John 10 is a beloved chapter for believers because it contains many wonderful words of Jesus. These include, I am the good shepherd, I have come that you might have abundant life, and my sheep listen to me and follow me. However, when we look closely, most of the content of chapter 10 was spoken to the Pharisees. John chapter 10, verse 1 begins with these words, "Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees." Then in John 10:6, it says, Jesus used a figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. So clearly, Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees in the first six verses. Verse 19 is another example. The Jews who heard these words were divided. The Jews refer to the Jewish religious leaders. We could point to several other examples making it clear that Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and religious leaders in John chapter 10. Why did John write so much about the Pharisees and leaders who rejected Jesus? What was their problem? What was Jesus trying to say to them? Hopefully, the answers to these questions will become clear through the study. I think we will see in chapter 10 something wonderful that doesn't seem to be apparent in the previous chapters. So let's begin. I am the gate, John 10, verses 1 to 10. Let's read verses 1 and 2. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters the gate by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. Most people living in Israel at that time had observed sheep with their shepherd. So they quickly understood what Jesus was talking about. Thieves and robbers would not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but would find another way to get in. The shepherd went through the gate. Jesus develops this illustration of the sheep and their shepherd throughout this chapter to explain to the Pharisees what relationship with God is all about. There have always been thieves and robbers who are not part of God's flock. They do not come through the gate, but sneak in into the fold to harm and abuse the sheep. The true shepherd of the sheep enters through the door. Jesus was informing them that he was the true shepherd of God's flock. Now let's look at verses 3 and 4. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. So what do these verses teach about the sheep and their shepherd? And who are the thieves and the robbers? I have a friend that raised sheep for many years. He was with them every day. They recognized his voice and came to him. He spent a lot of time with his sheep and had names for each one. His sheep followed him because they were not afraid. They knew their shepherd and trusted him. They recognized his voice and followed him. People who listened to Jesus talking knew that sheep follow their shepherd. They understood right away what Jesus was talking about. By contrast, the Pharisees and religious leaders had a very legalistic and ceremonial concept of our relationship with God. Jesus was saying something very different than what they were used to. We are the sheep, and Jesus is the shepherd. He leads us and cares for us. We follow him and know his voice. This is the essence of our relationship with God. Jesus knows his own sheep by name. He knows your name and everything about you. He knows your needs, and he knows how to lead you and how to keep you safe. It says he goes before them. This was not a ranching operation where ranch hands drive herds of sheep on horses or on motorcycles. The shepherd goes before us. Isn't this a wonderful truth? Jesus is our shepherd and personally leads us step by step. He is not a distant shepherd who sends hired hands to take care of us. He personally leads us, guides us, protects us, and speaks to us. Verse 5, but they will never go to a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. So what did Jesus say about the sheep and the strangers? Well, sheep are not smart. If they stray away from the flock, they're not smart enough to find their way back to the flock. If a wolf attacks, they are not fast enough to run away and have no way to protect themselves. Their only hope is the shepherd. Sheep are not smart animals, but they do know the voice of the shepherd. Leading each person into an intimate love relationship with Jesus is a major key to protecting them from false teachers and error. Jesus himself, who is our shepherd, will protect them if they're following him. Verse 6, Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Why do you think the Pharisees did not understand? The Pharisees did not understand that we can have a personal relationship with God. Jesus was telling them that he leads us personally, like a shepherd leads his or her sheep. Jesus is our shepherd. He speaks to us. We know his voice and follow him. The Pharisees did not understand what Jesus taught because their relationship with God was based only on understanding and keeping the law. They did not understand that God can speak to us personally and that we can know his voice. They were stuck in legalism and ceremonial religion. They did not understand that God is pursuing a love relationship with us. Verse 7. Therefore, Jesus said, verily, truly, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. What did Jesus mean when he said, I am the gate? This is the third I am statement Jesus made in the Gospel of John. He said in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. And in chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. And in chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus said, I am the gate for the sheep. Jesus mentions the gate in verses 1, 2, 7, and 9. In verse 7, he said, I am the gate for the sheep. He is the shepherd of the sheep, and he is the gate for the sheep. The shepherd often slept at the entrance of the sheep pen. Sheep or anyone else had to enter through the door, through the gate, which referred to the person controlling the entrance. Jesus is our shepherd, and he is our gate. He is the door into God's family. He is the only way of salvation. Salvation is not a set of doctrines or teachings. Jesus himself is salvation. It is through him that we are saved and can come into the presence of God. This is what Jesus meant when he said, I am the gate. Verse 8, all who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. All who have come before me refers to everyone who came pretending to be the Messiah. Obviously, Jesus was not referring to Old Testament saints and prophets like Moses, Joshua, Daniel, Samuel, Isaiah, etc. However, there were many false shepherds and false prophets, and there are many thieves and robbers even today. There are preachers and televangelists who make millions by robbing the sheep. They promise blessing and happiness to those who follow them, but say little about following Jesus himself. Jesus warned there would be many false teachers and false prophets. Ezekiel chapter 34 is a well-known chapter in the Old Testament about God's sheep and about shepherds who did not care for the flock. Ezekiel 34, 8 through 10 express the feeling and message of this chapter. I will read those verses to you. Because my shepherds did not search for my flock, but cared for themselves rather than for my flock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against the shepherds and will hold them accountable for my flock. Actually, the whole chapter is much like these verses. Verse 9, I am the gate, Jesus says again. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and out and find pasture. So Jesus said again, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Salvation is found in Christ alone. There are not many ways to be saved. As his sheep, we can come in and go out and find pasture. This was a Hebrew way of describing life without fear. It means that we are safe and secure in Christ. Jesus is the gate, and he is the only way of salvation. Jesus is the gate, but he is also the Lamb of God, who came into this world to die for our sins so that we might be forgiven and have eternal life. Jesus is our salvation. He is also the gate into God's family and into all the blessings that God has for us. It also says that we will find pasture. This must have reminded people listening to Jesus of Psalm 23, which says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Jesus, our shepherd, provides everything we need. Now, verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So what did Jesus mean by this when he said, I have come that they may have life and life to the full? Thieves come to steal, kill, and destroy. There are so many thieves in the religious world who say nice things, but inwardly they are wolves seeking glory for themselves and material gain. They have destroyed the lives of many. Another translation of verse 10 says, I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. I like this word, abundantly. Jesus came that we may have abundant life, a full, happy, blessed life with him and in his blessing. Remember that Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees, although others were listening. He was presenting to them a picture of what it means to know God, that they had never imagined. They focused on knowledge, rules, ceremony, tradition. However, Jesus told them that relationship with God is like a sheep and their shepherd. They emphasized keeping the law, but Jesus came to give life. They required people to follow rules, but Jesus told them to follow the good shepherd. Despite the conflict, threats, and accusations from the Pharisees, Jesus was offering them life. He laid down his life for the Pharisees who were attacking him. This is amazing love and amazing grace. Too many people today are stuck in dead religion. Much of Christianity has become like the Pharisees' religion, focused on obeying rules and observing traditions. I think the words of Jesus in John 10 apply to them today. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. In the introduction, I said that life is a major theme to the gospel in the Gospel of John. I pointed out that Jesus came to restore us to the original design of God to have true life in his presence. Jesus is the good shepherd, and he offers us this abundant life today. Perhaps you are like a sheep that has wandered from the faith and from Jesus. Maybe you have observed religious rules and traditions like the Pharisees, but haven't experienced the abundant life Jesus talked about. I think that Jesus was offering life to the Pharisees and to the people who were trying to kill him. If Jesus offered them abundant life, why wouldn't he offer it to you? Let's pray. Father, thank you that you gave your Son for us because of your great love so that we could have true life in you. May we overflow with that abundant life of Jesus daily. I pray especially for friends who have wandered from you like sheep, who have strayed from their shepherd. Show them your amazing love and amazing grace today. Show them that you are their good shepherd, who is inviting them to follow you. May they experience abundant life in you today.